Anchor.
If you haven't heard about Anchor,
it's the easiest way to make a podcast.
It's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain.
Oh, please.
It's free.
Awesome. That's cool.
There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer.
You do it from your phone, like on the go?
Oh, my God.
That's cool.
And on the bus or the subway, you can do it.
That's cool.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Go ahead.
You can make money from your podcast, too. No minimum listenership. How about that? You can make money with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. Where do we have to go, Bob?
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Palila does it. You do it. You guys talk to me like I'm a child. Close the door. Put away your drinks. Clean up your mess. You know, stop farting.
I talk to you like you're a kid.
No, you always do. Like, you brought that? You brought that cigarette in? You bring it in?
Yeah, there's a stomped out cigarette on the carpet.
I stomped out a cigarette outside.
And it's inside.
And it got stuck to my shoe. I happened to walk in, and now, ta-da.
So Kalila does it and I do it?
You guys, everyone does that in my life, and I'm tired of it. I'm an old adult man.
Who drags in cigarettes on his
feet. Yeah, but it was an accident.
I know, so just go, oh, it was an accident. I didn't know.
Instead, but just don't talk to me like that first and go.
What did I say? I said, did you drag?
Did you?
Did I go, did you drag in the cigarette?
Hey, little boy, did you? I know you didn't, but there was like I filled in the blanks.
I said, did you drag in the cigarette? Is this from outside? What is this?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or if.
I have to say.
If you had done that, if you had done that, I would have been like. Oh, he just dragged on a cigarette.
I have to say it because I know I'll clean it up, and I have to like
clean
make a point.
Clean it, bitch.
See? So I am going to keep talking to you like that because you talk to me like that.
Oh, that's true.
You fucking little asshole.
It comes from me.
I know.
That's true.
All right, Bobby right away. Bobby didn't sleep good
last night. I slept for maybe 3.2 hours, man. I got to bed around 6 in the morning. You know what? I've been watching a lot of horror movies on Shudder.
What? Really?
Yeah, I saw this one called Noroi. Oh, fuck. Holy shit.
Why are you watching horror movies late at night?
I don't know, but I enjoy it, especially the Asian ones. Oh, shit. When they go, oh, like that. You know what I mean? When they get possessed, they always Asian horror. Oh.
Dude, you know what I started watching last night? That's so fucking good.
What
We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. Do you know about it? Yes.
Yeah, Allison Jones casted that.
Dude,
I got an audition for it, and I never went in.
It's so good. Do you know what that is on FX?
The movie was great.
Yes, this is nothing like – this is basically Jermaine Clement. You know Jermaine from Flight of the Conchords and Takawa – I can't say his last name.
Yeah, yeah.
They created this show together basically about like vampires that live in Staten Island.
Well, it was the movie – Well, first of all, he has nothing to do with the show anymore.
Taka?
Yeah.
Yes, he does. He executive produces it.
I know, but he apparently is not
connected anymore?
Yeah.
He directed, didn't he? Like the first
episode? I don't know. I had read that he wasn't. And then also, secondly, he was in the movie. The movie was great.
Yes.
And then I never saw it because I thought it wouldn't be good because he is not connected anymore.
The show is so good. Honestly, the acting is so fucking good. The people are so funny. The jokes are really tiny.
Well, and I don't really trust you anymore because I saw Normal People.
And you love Normal People.
Hate it.
You didn't like Normal People.
Fucking boring.
You're an idiot.
Boring!
How many episodes did you watch?
I didn't see any of it. I never saw it. Wink, I'll never see it, my friend, because I'm a man.
Oh,
and
yeah. Oh, you're a big man?
I'm a little dick man.
You're a little tiny guy who dragged in cigarette dust.
Yeah.
Louis Capaldi followed me on Instagram because of you.
Good.
And I wrote him a message.
What'd you say?
Louis, ..
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Because I had messaged him, hey, can you do Tiger Bell? He never replied.
Yeah, he just wants to be, he wants to see us from the outside.
And that's fine. I love the
We're
guy.
We're animals in a cage for him.
Listen, he is super talented. He is English. He is a great songwriter. What an original voice.
British.
And I enjoy him. I didn't sleep good last night. So what happened was last night, I've been watching a lot of Shudder movies like Noroi. And I've been also watching, I saw another one called Blood Quantum.
Okay.
And I think it's getting into my psyche because it's like.
Do you think about killing people?
No, but I believe in demon possessions and stuff.
Who do you think is possessed by a demon?
Oh, she's definitely possessed by a demon.
Seriously?
She's so rude. This morning she goes, Uncle Tito, you look like Napoleon Dynamite. I'm like, what? Attack off the bat?
But I know what she's saying.
I know. You're an old man and you're dressing like a child.
You do dress like a child. It's fun. I love it. Stand up. Let people see your fanny pack and your short shorts. You look good. It is very childish. It's cute, though. I like it. You got the City of
Lake
shirt.
Go back to China! That's what they say on the internet.
Go back to China.
No, because I've been watching a lot of videos on... I've been watching a lot of videos
online. Let's see your favorite woman, Tamara Harrigan. You love this girl. This woman.
All right, so I'm... Really,
oh, I said she is.
Okay, hold on.
So let me... Can I do a little...
Yeah, give us some backstory.
Let me do a little pre-pre. I'm really... I love entitled white people. It's one of my obsessions in life.
That's why you started a podcast with me.
Yeah, yeah. And she is this... she's a lady from Phoenix, Arizona, where my mom lives. And rest in peace, Dad. And she...
Your dad's dead? Stop.
Oh, fuck.
Stop.
Stop. You started it.
You started it.
So...
did you cremate your dad? I forgot.
He's in a dust... But
yeah, you did. And because your brother has some.
Yes.
What did you do with yours?
It's in the podcast room.
It's in the podcast room?
Yeah.
I'm never coming there again.
What you know is what's scary is at nights when it's dark, I have to run in and run out. Like, there's a light in there. I have to run. I get so scared.
Why don't you go put the ashes somewhere else?
Because I like the box.
But why don't you put the box somewhere else, I'm saying? Not in the podcast room.
Like in the ocean?
Sure. You like him in the box. Put him somewhere where you don't have to see him every time.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, hide it.
Yeah, I'll put it in a cabinet or something.
Put it in a top cabinet.
Yeah. I know. I mean, let me ask you this. If there's a ghost, even if it's in the house in the top cabinet, he's going to go boo-doo. He's going to be able to figure out boo-doo and figure out how to get out of the cabinet.
Boo-doo is your dad?
Well,
boo-doo.
Yeah, Korean ghosts.
Korean ghosts say boo-doo?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Boo-doo. Boo-doo. And he's going to be able to, you know, figure it out.
Yeah, he'll figure it out.
So no matter where he is in the house, the only way I can get out of it.
Will he be mad if you put him in the top cabinet by the good china?
Bobby, why are you up here? I'm afraid of heights. You think he'll say that? Boo-doo, I'm scared.
Take me down.
Oh, watch the Asian accents.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Did you write your apology letter?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good.
I have it right now.
Do you really have an apology letter?
I want to apologize.
No, honestly, did you write one? Did you write one?
A long one.
Okay, so...
It's 5 pages long.
So, last week, can we get into it a little bit?
Sure.
All right, so, what's her name?
Jen Murphy.
Jen Murphy. So we had Jen Murphy on last week, and, you know, it is what it is. She came on, and she defended herself.
She was very cool. She was actually very nice. I like talking to her.
And but a lot of fans said, what a hypocrite, Andrew Santino, because you do Asian accents all the time. And then we talked, mulled it over. We talked on the phone and we said, maybe we should apologize to the fans.
Yeah, we really need to.
And I said, you should write a fucking letter. And so will you read the letter to the fans?
Sure.
Okay. But I have a little note for you.
Before I read the letter?
Yeah.
What is it?
So I told you to write the letter, but my little note for you is, and I promise you this. I'm going to take my glasses off. I promise you this. If you don't do it the way I want you to do it, literally I will end this podcast and we will never do it again and I will walk away. You promise me this.
Okay.
Okay. So when you're reading the letter... All right.
Yeah.
I want you to do it in an Asian accent.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I will fucking walk away from this podcast. You read the letter, but you have to do it in a
thick. I want to be ninja.
Yeah, you have to do it in a thick Asian accent.
But as an Asian American, I'm. As an Asian American, I'm offended.
Okay, that's fine. But as an Asian American, right? Because I think my voice counts.
Yeah, it does.
Is that I believe that you are not a racist. I believe that you do Asian accents for comedy purposes. Mm. I believe that because you're doing it in front of me and I allow it to do it, I want the only reason why I'm doing a podcast with you because you're free in that way.
Yeah, we're fun.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if you don't think that if I'm hanging out with Don, I did a Netflix show with Donnell Rawlings.
Yeah.
And with Burt Kreischer.
Mm-hmm.
And Burt goes, we're going to do an exercise where we talk about our dead dads. We lay on our backs.
Yeah.
And we do scream therapy, but we want to talk about our dads, right? And but then Burt goes, Donnell, you channeled Bobby's dad, right? And the accent that came out of him, right,
yeah,
was so offensive, right? Yeah. And then mine, me channeling his dad,
super. Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah. I could get canceled. And
please stop farting in the studio. I'm begging you, please. Do you smell it over there? Come on, Bob.
Okay. Question: are you a scientist?
Yes.
No. Are you a doctor?
Yes.
Well, I have gas.
You have air in your body.
I have gas.
Hold it in for
it's
the next.
It's not air. It's gas.
Okay.
It's putrid gas.
Yeah, and I know putrid is the word. I don't want it.
Yeah, and you want it inside me?
Yeah, that's where it belongs.
No, it doesn't. That's why it comes out.
But that's for outside.
No. So I have this putrid gas inside me,
mm-hmm,
and it's like if it could talk, it's like, all right,
I got to get out of here.
I'm ready to go, you know? And so I'm like, should I keep this, you know, insidious putrid shit inside my body, or do I release it into the – let it go free? It's like a genie in the bottle. The genie don't want to be in there.
Yeah. I mean, he does want to be. That's his home.
Oh.
But the genie comes –
do you smell it from there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm going to do it again.
Don't,
not right now.
Don't fart. Please don't fart again.
I'll do it quiet.
No, it's not the noise that's bothering me.
Yeah. Watch. It'll be ninja. Talk about ninjas. Ninja.
It'll be a ninja fart?
I want to be ninja in my fart.
Okay.
My fart. Okay. So
explain Tamara.
So Tamara Harrion is a she's married to Bob Harrion, and she's I guess she works at Bob Harrion's law firm, her husband's law firm.
Doesn't she own the store? Isn't that the whole thing?
No, she doesn't own the store.
Oh, she talked like she owned it.
She doesn't own it.
Ah.
But that's what I love. What some white people do that. They
what?
Pretend they own shit.
Well, she did say, get out of our store. Don't serve this guy.
And I know. But have you ever seen skate videos where it's like a skater?
You can't skate here.
Yeah, I own this, but they don't really own it.
You can't skate at this building.
Yeah, I know. It drives me crazy.
Yeah.
So a Latino woman. I don't know what the exchange was before.
Yeah.
But basically, Tamara Harrion says, basically, go back to your country.
She says,
you don't belong here.
Right. Let's play the clip. Okay. Let's see what she says. Bob's been obsessed with this.
Oh, I said no. She is, and that's why she's leaving. No, okay. So you will leave too.
No. This is going all over the internet. You don't know who I am. You told her to go back to her country where she's from.
I didn't even
touch
you. That's assault.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
Where were you born? Where were you born? I was born in America. Where are your ancestors from? They're not from this country.
You're going back to Mexico.
You better go back to where you're from.
You just walked into her.
Excuse me. Lady, oh my God. Lady, that's
deserved it.
Oh my God.
In my opinion.
The slap heard around the world.
You pushed her and she smacked
you. Yum, yum, yum. Oh, I could just on a loop watch that.
You
want to
watch that slap again?
Yeah.
Yeah, she hits her good.
Yeah. But then.
Boom.
All right, so right there. Pause right there. Pause right there. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Look at what the white chick does.
Huh.
She pulled down her fucking blouse. Look at her titties out.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I didn't notice that. And I've watched this video before.
Yeah, yeah. Here we go.
Oh, my God. She does.
Yes.
Dude, I'd never
seen
that.
I've watched it enough to know.
So the white woman goes to grab her, and she pulls her boobie
maybe
out?
Maybe it's a lesbian thing. I like your titties, maybe, or I don't know what it is.
So she wants to get smacked. She's like, smack me again. I'm going to get your tits out. Let's see this again.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Kitty.
Yeah. Titty.
First of all, you don't know.
Dude, she hits her
I just want to say this.
Yeah.
Okay. I used to date a Latina girl,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And one time I woke up earlier than her,
mm-hmm,
and I hid behind around this corner, and she went to go get coffee,
mm-hmm,
and I snuck up behind her, and I just tapped her on the shoulder. I go, hi, like that, right? She did an uppercut. I almost died. My head went back, you know? You don't touch a Latina.
No. Well, she just, she must have pushed her or something, because she hauls off on this bitch.
Yeah, look at this.
He just, no, he just walked into
her. There she goes. Bobby, titty.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? So I guess what happened after that was she probably went home because her husband's a lawyer, Bob Harrion.
Yes.
And they own a law firm called Harrion Law Firm in Phoenix, Arizona.
Uh-huh.
And he did. And then so I went to Harrion Law Firm's Wikipedia, well, not Wikipedia, but
their Yelp page.
Their Yelp page. Yeah. And I read the reviews, and there was thousands of reviews.
Well, we can look at that in a second.
They erased them.
Oh, they're gone?
You know how they erase them?
Yelp reviews?
No, it wasn't Yelp. It's just if you go to Harrion Law Firm and you go to the Google.
Sure.
You can see the reviews on their business.
Yeah, they pulled them down.
Yeah, they pulled them down.
Well, this is Bob here. This is Bob. Is he apologizing for what happened? Mm-hmm. He's very upset about his wife's behavior. And this is Bob Harrion. Let's hear what Bob has to say here.
Karina, I don't know what to say. I'm just so sorry. I'm just so sorry that this happened. You never walked into that store thinking something like this was going to happen. I understand it. I'm so sorry for what she said. It was very hateful. It's indefensible. But I just have to tell you this. It's her mental illness. A year ago, she would never have done, never have even thought of that.
Mm. It's a like, year ago?
It's like a virus.
A year ago, liked Mexicans.
Yeah.
In June, she was all about Mexicans last year.
She went to a fiesta.
Something about this June makes her hate Mexicans.
Yeah.
We went to a quinceañera. In July.
We were El Mariachis in Halloween 2 years ago. Yeah.
We love Dia de los Muertos.
Our favorite movie is Machete.
We loved Coco. I saw Coco with her.
Coco.
And she said nothing about it.
Yeah.
You know what's such a bummer?
Yeah.
Perhaps, truthfully,
yeah.
Perhaps this guy doesn't know that she does dumb shit like that. Maybe.
I don't know because.
Maybe. He
you
might
think,
not.
You think. You know everything about your wife.
Yeah, but let me say this.
Yeah.
She may have some dumb, I do dumb shit when I'm away from you shit. Like say some, she doesn't. But I'm saying he might not know her like he used to know her.
Yeah.
This is a married for 30 years, right? Like imagine she's turned, her life is different now. She's an angry old bitter bitch and she takes
there
it out on
someone. There are signs though, Andrew. It's
I
like
know.
They're watching Schindler's List, right?
And she goes, watching, yeah!
No, and she's laughing during the movie. You know what I mean? She's like cackling and he's like, it's not a comedy, sweetie.
Yeah.
You mean like little signs like that?
You think he had no idea that she was racist? Or
yeah,
you think
when
he
she
knew-
waves, she does this. Bye! You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know. There's signs.
You think he knew a little bit?
There's always a little bit.
But he seems very genuine when he cries.
No. What that those tears are...
Is loss of income?
Is I'm going to lose my fucking business.
Business, yeah. That's true.
And I have to do whatever it takes to make... And now he could, in his mind, you know... Think that that's what it's about racism.
Yeah.
But I think it would, if his business wasn't in trouble, I don't think there would be an apology video.
Not from him. Yeah, there wouldn't need to be. Right? If it wasn't his business wasn't in trouble, he wouldn't have said anything. She should have had to come forward and say something. It affected her.
Yeah, where is she?
Why would she say anything?
Yeah, but you know, here's
what is she going to say?
Here's another thing is that people have just been popping off lately.
People are saying some weird shit.
I've seen a lot of Asian ones, too, now. Go back to China.
Well, the
Chinese virus.
MeUndies. Hey, MeUndies is doing the right thing. They are the best. During this time, it's Pride Month. They are making $50,000 donations to It Gets Better Project and Black Lives Matter. They're good peeps over there trying to do the right thing while making nice, comfortable undies.
MeUndies has the best designs in terms of underwear. All I wear is MeUndies.
Yeah, I threw everything away.
It feels like sometimes you're not even wearing underwear. That's how comfortable it is. It just feels so silky and nice. And the patterns are so cool and so soft. And we love it here at Bad Friends.
I really do love them, honestly. You remember the phrase nut huggers?
Yeah, man.
They really feel like
in high school.
Was nut huggers? Because you could just go up to people and hug their nuts?
Yeah, man.
I like the way they cup my nuts. There's a little cup for your peen. And I'm sure there's something for your lips. If you're a girl, I'm sure they've got a camel toe crutch. But MeUndies is the
and
best.
It has a range of sizes. It's from extra small
That's
to
me.
4XL.
That's Bobby, and he just farted through his MeUndies right now live on this ad read. Yeah. MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. Any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping. You got to give it a try. It's 100% satisfaction guarantee. 15% off your first order, plus free shipping and 100% satisfaction. Go to MeUndies.com/badfriends. That's MeUndies.com/badfriends.
Buffy! Man, let me say something. The best thing that Andrew Santino has ever done for me is give me a Buffy blanket.
Yeah, the Buffy comforter is incredible.
The comforter, I swear to God, me and Kalila, I have it at home.
And you roll up in
we
it.
We roll it up. But it literally is, it's so soft and light, but it also keeps you warm. It's an unbelievable
It's super breathable
product.
Because it's eucalyptus fiber, and it's cool to the touch. It maintains your temperature. It doesn't make you sweat at night, which I used to do. We've talked about that. I used to have a big problem with it. And it's softer than cotton, and it's way more earth-friendly, which
is
even
better.
They also
have pillows and sheets, man. You got to turn your house into a comfortable, calming zone.
Yeah, that's right. It's everything is cruelty free and hypoallergenic, so you're not going to get the sniffles and the sneezes. And their products have 20,000 plus five star
reviews, buddy.
It's crazy, man. People do listen. If Bobby doesn't trust me for anything except for that, and it worked, so you can try it in your bed for free. There's no commitment to buying. If you don't love it, give it back at no cost for $20 off your Buffy bedding. Visit Buffy.co and enter the code
Bad Friends.
That's $20 off your first Buffy bedding. Visit Buffy.co and enter the code. Get comfortable in bed. There's one, the lady, the Torrance. Is it Torrance?
Oh, yeah, in LA.
Torrance Karen?
There's actually
two videos
of her.
Which I can't fucking believe that there's two videos. That made me, a part of it made me think it was fake. I was like, how did they get this woman twice?
Not only that, one of the videos, the woman, if you look at it, wasn't even full Asian.
I didn't see anybody in any of the videos.
In that one, the first video, she's not even full Asian.
All right, well, here's the first video of this woman. She's stretching.
Yeah, this one right here, it doesn't seem full Asian here.
This girl that she's talking to?
This girl right here, the step girl.
All right,
yeah.
Let's see what she says here.
Okay, next time you ever talk to me like that, you're going to get your ass kicked by my family. They're going to fuck you up.
What did
That's
I
right.
do?
They're going to fuck you
Why?
Up.
Why? What did I do?
Because you are an asshole. Look at the whole stairs to yourself.
But you had these
Why
stairs
don't you
and
go somewhere
stairs?
Else where you can go to a gym? This is not just for you.
Oh, you
get
need
the
to...
fuck out of this world. Look. Get the fuck out of this state. Go back to whatever fucking Asian country you belong in.
Okay,
you
racist.
Fucking bitch. This is not your place. This is not your home. We do not want you here. You Ooh. Put that on Facebook. I hope you do. Because every fucking person will beat the crap out of you from here on out. You ever say, oh, Jesus, to me when I want to use the stairs, you little bitch?
There's other stairs.
You are a sick, fucking, ignorant teenager.
Oh, thank you.
Fucking what, middle-aged woman? Who wears black in California sun? Who the fuck wears black? Anymore, okay?
This woman's got a lot of nerve.
Roasting her
she's got a lot of nerve talking about her outfit. Look at this fat, crazy bitch's outfit. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Who wears black in California?
Yeah.
She's got one of those lanyards that college kids wear so they don't lose their keys. You know what I mean? Lanyard? Isn't that what it's
Yeah.
Look at this woman's got a fucking, where is she? Look at this.
Look at that thing. That's you know, a nurse's, that looks like a nurse's
scrub.
Yeah. Oh my God! Look at that fucking face.
Racist.
She looks like Eric Stone Street.
Right? This is not your home.
A woman. A woman looks like Eric Stone Street.
Put that on Facebook. I hope you do, because every fucking person will beat the crap out of you from here on out.
And so, bitch. Also, bitch. Hey, lady. She's like half Asian. So Keanu Reeves gets. You want Keanu Reeves out of the country? He's a national treasure.
I like that she goes, get out of this world. Go to a different world.
There's another video of her.
All right, so this what's crazy about this is this happened 2 days in a row. Yeah. That was the only reason that I got a little suspect, that I was like, something's going on here, that she must.
This one is obviously mentally ill.
Well, she's mentally ill. Yes,
she is mentally
yes,
ill.
Something's wrong.
Yeah. I don't know about the Harian lady, but this
no,
one
No, the Harian
is
lady's
off,
just straight up.
Off, this
the,
one's
The Harian lady's just an asshole.
Yeah.
This woman definitely is mentally ill. Something's wrong.
There's something going on.
Okay, and then I dare to say she might be mentally handicapped. So
well, you may be, yeah.
That's why I'm being – now I'm like, oh, who knows?
Yeah.
She's obviously got enough faculties about her to make really heavily handed racist comments.
Also,
but,
look at her last name.
Huh. Racist Lena Hernandez?
Hernandez.
Yeah, but maybe Hernandez is one of the people that put in the video. I don't know if that's her name.
What? Let me look it up though. Wait. I have to know.
I'm gonna press play on the second video.
Okay, don't. Who is Lena Turner? Who is Lena Hernandez? Who is Lena Hernandez? Torrance Karen strikes twice.
Damn, that's her.
Lena Hernandez has been identified as the Torrance Karen.
What?
Who is subject to a racial tirade on an Asian lady?
What the?
So that's how you know she's mentally ill.
Wait a minute.
Hey, I'll go back to fucking Asia if you go back to Mexico.
I'm lost.
That's what it is. She's mentally ill.
Her name is
Lena Hernandez.
Wow.
Of course, she doesn't look Hispanic, so it sucks that the...
I don't know. Maybe she is. Who knows?
The victim doesn't have that information to rattle back.
The ammo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No ammo.
Let's see what she does on the second one here.
Did you just make a racist comment?
You know what? I am not a racist person.
You just made a racist comment.
You need to go home.
I am from here.
Look it. Go home.
I am here from here.
Go home. I don't care about your Facebook or your video.
Oh, okay. Do you know how many people can't stand you being here?
Oh,
great.
You play games. We don't play games.
Oh, what kind of game are you playing?
I play games where you get fucked to death.
I play games where...
Okay. Obviously.
She does an Asian accent later, though.
She could go
to the Asian accent.
She's mentally ill.
Yeah.
No, obviously she's mentally ill.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but even there's something else going on.
Exactly.
Yeah. This isn't just a normal person like your first girl. What's the first lady's name?
Tamara Harrion.
Yeah. Her husband was like, she's mentally ill. No, she just is a fucking...
Yeah, this one's never
this
been
one,
fucked.
Something's wrong.
No one's been drilling that.
Something's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, something's wrong.
Yeah.
Fuck to death.
Oh,
okay, well, great. Let me take your card. Let me put your number plate, too.
You get away from me.
So this lady...
I'm calling the police on you.
Just made a racist comment. I can't believe this.
You are going to go to real jail now.
Well, great, you are.
Understand me, kind of man?
I think you're going.
She does more.
Respect.
Respect
people.
Respect.
Lady.
I can't understand your language.
Respect. Lady.
It's a terrible accent.
Terrible. Are you doing an Asian accent or Elmer Fudd?
Yeah, he's putting his tongue out.
This thing.
How do you park the car? You don't even know. There you go.
Do you know who my family is? Do you know who your family is?
How does she have a license?
It'd be so funny if she drove like a really nice car.
Yeah.
She drove like a Ferrari.
Yeah.
She's like, excuse me, China man. That gets into a fucking Ferrari.
Yeah. Or it'd be funny, like a DeLorean from like Back to the Future. Just the fucking...
She puts a bunch of waste inside of it.
Did you finish college? Did you finish college?
This is from my government. Go home. Sounds like a nice lady.
Yeah, I just, there's something about the climate of today that's it's bringing out.
Yeah, don't you think that's, this kind of shit happens a lot. I just think that
I think there's been more videos in the last 4 years than in any other time.
There's more people recording more often now.
Not only that, but there are more people getting the balls to really express themselves.
But don't you think that's ironic that you'd be more adamant to say that when you know someone's going to record you on your cell phone? I think that's a little weird.
That's weird. Yeah. That's the, for me.
Because you know cops have changed their behavior because of body cameras.
Yeah. I have a message for white people that want to act racist.
Here we go.
Right? Become better actors. For instance, treat it like you're in a movie. Right? So you do your racist whatever. Be yourself.
Yeah.
As soon as the camera... Hello, my friend. You know what I mean?
Right. So if this scenario,
play a character.
She should have gone.
As soon as the thing, you know, go back to China. Go back to China. As soon as the camera. Do you need help with your car? May I help you with your groceries?
Yeah.
Like, become a different character.
Yeah.
We should teach a class, an acting class,
on how
for racist people.
On how to
act civil
right.
when an iPhone comes out.
As soon as the iPhone comes out.
Yeah.
Hello.
When the iPhone, that's action.
Yeah.
When the iPhone comes out, action. Right.
Can I help you with something?
Yes. That's exactly.
And as soon as the iPhone goes away.
Yeah, yeah. Then you go back
to your... Fucking China, man!
not yet. You're
fucking China, man.
You go back into it. Yes. So I think we should take teach a class.
Bobby and I will be teaching a how to be racist.
Meisner technique
racist class. Yeah. And you really have to put it in exercise like this. Go to a local park.
Yes.
And attack an Asian person verbally, not physically. Let's just stick with Asian for now.
Yeah.
That's class
but
two. Class two and three get into more
stuff. Advanced. Yeah.
Yeah, and more advanced shit.
Yeah, and cops can take it too.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. That got into an uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just because what?
I'm sorry. I didn't read the. Read the planet.
You didn't read the,
I didn't read the planet.
Read the planet.
Yeah, I should read the planet.
Read the entire planet.
Yeah.
I think these videos are circulating more and more because people want to catch people saying fucked up shit.
Yeah.
I think people say fucked up shit all the time.
Thank God for phones.
iPhones.
Thank God for technology.
Has anybody ever said something like that to you, Root? Has anybody ever said go back to your country or anything like that? No. Has anybody said that to you, Bob?
Oh my God, you have no idea, dude. First of all, I'm 48, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up in an age where white people used to go wild on us, bro. I mean, do you ever see
go back to China? Is that what they said?
No, but even little things like open the refrigerator. No one ever played you this game?
No.
So as a kid, we used to have this game, and I used to cry when I went home, but kids would go, "All right, Bobby, open the refrigerator." And you would open the refrigerator, take out the Coke.
Take out the what?
Coke.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you would take out the Coke. I swear to God this was a thing. Drink it. And then you would drink it. And they'd go, "Me Chinese, me play joke, me go pee-pee in your Coke."
Why would they pee in your Coke?
I have no idea where that comes from. But I remember the first time doing it, I would do it, and I would drink it. And they would do it.
Right.
And I would be like, I would spit it out, and I would go home, and I would start crying. I swear to God that was a thing.
Me Chinese, me play joke.
Me go pee-pee
go
in your
pee-pee
Coke.
In your Coke. Where does that come from?
I don't know where it comes from.
What is it? What was the other one? I don't know that one. I've never heard
that. You never heard that at all?
No, but I've heard like a, you know, Chinese, look at these dirty knees. You know what that is?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why can't
I? Yeah,
I
know that. Yeah, Chinese.
You know, look at these.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Knees.
That was the
I don't know
other
what
one.
That was.
I don't know what that was either. But they would do it.
I thought you were going to do this game that people used to do.
No, what?
You know this thing from. You know what this is, don't you? You never did this? No, this is.
No.
Put your hands like this?
Yeah.
Okay, now come up to my hands.
I don't want to touch you.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I'll 6 feet away.
Well, then we can't do it.
Yeah, I don't want to touch you.
Our hands need to interlock, and then you open it, it looks like a pussy. You've never seen that before?
Yeah, but that's not a racist thing. Why would you even do
no,
that
No, I know. That's what I thought you were going to do when you did this. I didn't know what you were doing.
Yeah, yeah. But that's what I was doing, like this.
Well, no, it does become racist because the color of the vagina is the color of your hands.
Yeah, but kids used to always, just, you know, they would do this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, and when you just kind of, as a kid, Asian kid, because I grew up in Minnesota for like 8 years. And I was like the only Asian kid in Edina.
Where you were in Minneapolis? Where?
Edina.
Oh, wow.
Right? And kids used to say the worst things. Like, they would throw ice balls. Get the Eskimo in the snow. Get him! Right? And they would throw icy snowballs at where I'd bleed.
Yeah.
And I'd be running, you know? I mean, just terrible. And then I would go home, and people say I play a victim. It's fine. But, you know, then my dad would be abusive, too. So it was like, you know, you would get it from all sides.
Yeah.
Right? But, yeah, they used to go fucking free with that shit, dude.
Go home to your country is a weird phrase that people like for some reason.
Did you ever hear that? I just want to make – hello.
Go
news
back
flash,
to your
– newsflash, hello. It's – I don't know where that – I was – listen, I was born here, man. Mm-hmm. The only thing I know is this language, baby. Yeah, I know all Tom and Jerry cartoons, Mr. Rogers, all that shit, baby.
Baby.
And I don't know what you fucking mean. I'm not going anywhere.
He's not going anywhere, baby.
No one's going anywhere.
You belong here.
And it's like when they say that, what you know?
Where would you go?
Where do I
go? Go back to your country.
I'm also Korean. Don't say go back to – get the fucking country right, first of all.
I said go back to South Korea.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're going to say it, you have to say it the right way. I want to we'll knock this out of the park. Last week, people got mad because people said I'm a hypocrite for the Jen Murphy video. Bob and I have a relationship where when we do accents to each other, That's in our comedic world. And that's that. If you think that I'm hypocritical for calling out Jen Murphy for doing a video about wanting to be a ninja while selling Murphy beds, if you think that's the same thing as me doing accents with my friend Bob, then I can't help you. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
I want to say, I'm gonna say this too.
I can't help you if you don't get that the woman selling fucking Murphy beds, making fun of Asian people, is, if you think that's the same as what I do with Bob, I can't help you. I don't know, man. That's it.
There's also a lot of
that's on you.
Victims, you know, I'm not saying that I'm a victim with this, with racial injustice. Like, when I first came to LA, this is not comedy, but this is true. I went to ICM. Like, my manager, there's an agency called ICM back in the day.
Yeah, they're still there, right?
Yeah, and they wanted, you know, I had a meeting, and the agent said, I know his name, but I'm not going to say it. But
is he still an agent?
Yeah. He basically said, listen, you're Asian. Asians are never going to work in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. This is 1998. And no one's going to sign you. I'm sorry, you're a funny kid, right? Not that he said anything like derogatory. He was just giving me...
He's giving you the landscape of what's really going on.
Right. And in my head, it hurt at first.
Yeah.
But there is a sense of me going, I'll show you.
Yeah, proving him wrong.
I'm going to prove you wrong.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if without that, I think all those things when I was bullied racially or whatever,
yeah,
I think it seeped into my heart, and I had an internal dialogue with myself that said, all right, that's uncomfortable, that sucks, right? But I'm not going to be a victim. I'm going to just show you.
Yeah.
And there is anger. You build anger inside yourself. And there's resentment, especially in my generation of Asians, right? Because now I go to my shows and I see, like, you know, a dumpy Asian dude dating a hot white chick. And it's just a given. And you go, you know, I want to go, what the fuck? But, you know, but, like, you know, I remember it was just so much harder for me.
Yeah.
Right? But, you know, but back in my day, that you just didn't see shit like that.
Right.
And so, but I would never change anything about my past.
Yeah, you learn. We grow. We change.
Yeah, I've been bullied. I've been beaten. I've had great things too. I have great memories as well. But all those things accumulate to, you know, and that journey to this moment here.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't change this moment for the world because, you know, I have a great life.
Yeah,
and I want to say this, I'm proud of myself.
Yeah.
You know, I do a lot of self-deprecating humor. I can be down on myself with shame and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, it's like, bitch, I fucking done so many great things. And I've overcome so many fucking things. And, you know, I love when people go on the internet, dude, you're not funny? Mm. Fuck you. Fuck are you. Be real.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Papa God. It.
Papa got it.
And it's, those are difficult things to say out loud.
Yeah.
You know, those are difficult to say because, you know, you want to be humble, you know. But I also, you know, we get attacked a lot.
Yeah, it's because we put ourselves out there.
We get attacked a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't fight back ever. I don't ever comment back usually.
Waste
you know?
Your time.
But, you know, it does build. And you want to just say to people, bitch, what the fuck are you talking about? You know, Tiger Belly's not funny. People say, bitch, don't listen.
Yeah. Yeah. Tune out.
Tune out. I don't give a fuck.
I like when people say like, oh, you've lost me on this one.
Yeah. It's,
okay, man.
We don't. Okay. It's not like Andrew and I call each other before these.
Yeah.
And go, all right. So do you have a list of things we want to talk about?
And we should map out exactly who.
Exactly. Yeah. Because I know podcasts that do that. They have segments and stuff like that.
Yeah. We'll plan stuff once in a great while if we really want to talk about it.
Yeah. Like that. Sometimes guests and obviously are planned out.
Yeah.
But in terms of like today, I showed up there. I go, oh, dude, I don't know if I can do this. I'm tired. I said that to you.
Yeah. Some days are tough.
And then you were like, yeah, I didn't sleep that well either.
No.
You know, so some days are tough, but these aren't. Oh, my God.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
I think we do this for fans that want to have fun and come along for the ride. And if you disagree with what we say or what we do, that's cool. Fucking cool it out.
What does that mean?
Like, it, people that are just, people that get, like, upset at things that we say on the show or what we do on the show.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. I swear to God, I thought you farted.
No.
I swear to God, I thought that was, like, a rumbler. I thought that's what that, what was that?
My phone.
You know why she, why, you know why she did that?
Why? She hated the segment?
That's not it.
She didn't like what we were
no,
talking
no,
about?
No, that's not it. What she does, got over it? What she does is, Jules plays, what's the game you play?
No, I'm not playing.
No, what's the game you play?
Mobile Legends.
Mobile Legends.
Mobile Legends?
Mobile, whatever.
Yeah.
And at dinner she plays it when you're having conversations.
What is it? What is the game?
It's just a video game on her phone.
Rudy, what is it? What's the game?
There's like 10 players and then 5 to 5 we kill and like win.
Kill, big theme for her.
Yeah, she loves killing.
How do you kill on the game? Is it with guns? Don't say
guns,
knife.
Guns, swords, or
knife. She
powers.
Loves knife shit.
Powers.
Yeah. Powers, yeah. Yeah. But you play it a lot, right?
Yeah, but not right now.
Why did you drop your phone?
It just slipped.
Well, why was it in your hand?
I was talking to someone.
Yeah. See, you're working right now. At your job, here in America...
Tell her to go back to her country.
Go back to your country.
Yeah, there you go.
Here in America, right, when we work, right?
Yeah.
And you're on the fucking clock right now. You don't fucking, what are you texting?
George texted me.
What did he say?
Yeah. What did George say?
George wants to know if we're going to talk to Andres.
We will.
I know he gets real up, but George gets real uppity and ampity.
I want to also talk about, let's talk about things that we've watched in quarantine and things we want to recommend to people.
Well,
why don't we ever do that?
Normal People and What We Do in the Shadows are the two things that I'm going to recommend right now. And I don't care that you don't like Normal People. You don't want to watch it.
I am going to watch it.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's so good.
So what I've been watching is because of Jules, put your fucking phone down. I've been getting into anime.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What are you watching?
Well, I saw Attack on Titan.
I don't know what that is.
It's so good.
Is it one of your favorite shows? Is that why?
No, I saw it before her.
Yeah.
Attack on Titan is probably in the top.
Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
These are some of the people.
Yeah.
Whoa, cool.
So the premise of Attack on Titan is it's a Asian society. I don't know where it is. But it's basically people now live. Will you pay attention to me?
I'm listening.
Okay,
I just want to see the characters.
Yeah. People now live in behind walls.
Like we're in a confined area that the
right.
government's
done.
Right.
So there's like three walls.
Yeah.
Right. One's called Rose Wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple of other walls, right? And I guess toward the center of the walls, like if you're in the middle society, it's upper people with money on the outskirts. But there're these gigantic walls, and the reason why there's walls is because there are these gigantic creatures called titans. And they kind of look like humans, but they're like 500 feet tall.
Wow.
Right? And they look like zombies. And they go, right? And they tear down walls. And so there hasn't – the show starts off for 100 years, not a single sight of a titan.
So
people are just living freely, you know what I mean?
Oh.
And kids are playing and, you know, around, and then all of a sudden they show up again.
And they look like that.
Yeah, that's the one of the main titans.
They look like skeleton with all the muscle fiber tissue.
They all generally don't look like that. Look at all the other titans. Google it.
They're like that. That guy's there.
No,
is that the same guy?
No.
This?
Yeah.
They look like that.
It looks like Iggy Pop.
Yeah.
That looks exactly like Iggy Pop.
Yeah.
Legitimately, that's what Iggy looks like, super rail thin.
Yeah.
And do they eat the people?
Or it looks like a naked Eleanor Kerrigan. Like, I can imagine, like, if you're dating Eleanor Kerrigan, and she goes out, you know what I mean, to get, like, a cup of water and comes back to bed, like, looking like that. I love Eleanor. I love you.
So this is so fucking
how scary.
Creepy.
That's what they look like.
And what, I don't understand how... How do they get this way? Did they used to be?
Well, I don't want to give away
the story,
but there is a reason why they're there, but you'll find out during the show.
Don't tell me.
But it really is fucking scary because it's like the main, what's the main kid's name?
Aaron.
Aaron,